Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the Spirit times seven. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, where we read this. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, that's the second verse of Isaiah chapter 11. In the first verse of Isaiah 11, the prophet told us about a special branch that would come forth from an apparently dead stump. Now he tells us that this branch isn't just barely alive, it's full of life and full of the Spirit of the Lord. The Messiah has seven, the number of fullness and completion, seven aspects of the Spirit of the Lord. First, he has the Spirit of the Lord. It's not a false spirit or a deceiving spirit or even the spirit of a man. The Spirit of the Lord God of Israel rests on the Messiah. Once Jesus rebuked the disciples, saying, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of." That's in Luke chapter 9, verse 55. Jesus was of the Spirit of the Lord, and he knew it. Secondly, we read of the Spirit of wisdom. That is upon the Messiah. Jesus is perfectly wise in all things. He showed it among us during his earthly ministry, and he shows it now in his ministry towards us in heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says that Jesus became for us wisdom from God. You see, it isn't just that Jesus has wisdom, he is wisdom. Now, number three, we read of the Spirit of understanding. That is upon Jesus. Jesus understands all things, and he understands us perfectly. Jesus is perfectly suited to be our sympathetic high priest in heaven, according to Hebrews chapter 4. You see, understanding in the original Hebrew here in Isaiah 11, 2 has the idea of a sharp sense of smell. You could say that Jesus can sniff out what smells good and what smells bad, and he can smell right through the cover-up perfume of the hypocrite. Number four, we see the Spirit of counsel. That's upon Jesus. He has perfect counsel to give us at all times. He has both the wisdom and understanding to be a perfect counselor. Number five, we see the Spirit of might is upon Jesus. He has the power to do whatever he desires to do. There's a lot of people who would help us if they could, but they're powerless. Other people might have the power to help us, but they really don't care about us. Jesus has both the love and the might to help us. Number six, the Spirit of knowledge is upon Jesus. He knows everything. He knows our hearts. He knows all the facts. See, many times we've made decisions that seemed strange or wrong to other people because they didn't have all the knowledge that we have. But Jesus has knowledge that we don't have. So it shouldn't surprise us that he sometimes, the decisions he makes seems strange or wrong to other people. But again, he has knowledge that we don't have. And then number seven, Jesus has the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. That is upon him. He willingly kept himself in a place of submission, respect, and honor to God the Father. Now, these seven aspects of the Spirit of God are not the only characteristics of the Holy Spirit, but they are grouped together in a seven here in Isaiah 11, 2, to show the fullness and the perfection of the Holy Spirit. Jesus lived and ministered as a man filled with the Spirit of God. The wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord that Jesus displayed in his ministry flowed not from his own deity, so to speak, but actually from his reliance on the Spirit of the Lord who filled him. In his deity, Jesus had all these attributes from all eternity. But in some sense, he emptied himself at the incarnation, and he allowed the Holy Spirit to fill him as a man, being an eternal example to us and a sympathizer with us. Maybe there were times when Jesus did operate beyond what a Spirit-filled man could do, such as when he was transfigured or when he performed some of his miracles over nature. But certainly, Jesus fought all his battles as a man filled with the Holy Spirit. These seven characteristics describe the nature of the Spirit of the Lord, but they also describe the nature of Jesus. There's no difference between the nature of Jesus and the nature of the Holy Spirit. When we see Jesus, we see God the Father, at least according to John 14, verse 9. When we see the Spirit of the Lord at work, it should look like the ministry and the nature of Jesus. Today, let's ask this same glorious Holy Spirit to fill our lives and to guide and empower us.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.